return. It is today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper with you. Well, our Thursday food and dining segment has finally arrived. I'm here with chef, author, and syndicated columnist, my longtime colleague, Linda Gassenheimer. And today we have a celebrity chef here, host of Iron Chef America, a new book.
Right, and your happy day.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you hear the title of the book. Our topic, Joe, is Cook Yourself Sexy. And no, you haven't turned into the wrong station.
So it means oysters or what?
We'll see. According to our guest, Candice Kumai, sexy isn't in your closet. It's in your kitchen. Candice is a regular on the Food Network's Iron Chef America. She's a food TV personality. She's on Cooking Channel's Unique Eats. Cook Yourself Sexy, easy, delicious recipes for the hottest, most confident you. That's the title of her new book.
And well, I need a little of that, I guess.
That's why you have a big smile on your face, because she's here in the studio. Welcome, Candice Kumai.
Thank you so much, Linda and Joe. What an introduction. I don't know whether to blush or crack up,
well, you
to
are
be quite
red
honest.
You are very red in your face. I could see that. Also, with us later in the program is our favorite wine columnist, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. You can read Fred's wine column in today's Miami Herald. Let's go straight to Candice Kumai. Quite a title. What are you trying to tell us? What's your message here?
Well, Cook Yourself Sexy really is about confidence building. And I think a lot of women lack confidence in the kitchen. And for all the years I've been in this industry, I've found I get the most gratification from helping others. And I said, okay, look, it's not about being thin anymore, as I was on a series and wrote part of a book called Cook Yourself Thin at one point. And then I went on to Pretty Delicious, which was my first solo book. I said, it's not about being thin anymore. And it's not certainly not about being pretty, because being thin and being pretty will get you nowhere. But being sexy is certainly a mindset. And being sexy typically means you're confident, you feel hot, you look good. If you look good, you typically feel good. So I came up with a theory that sexy was never in your closet. It wasn't about what you wore. It wasn't about what you put on in the morning. Sexy is simply a mindset and a feeling. And I really wanted to inspire women to cook better, to eat better, to nurture their families again. So it's really going back to our roots, which is what brings me to Miami. I am the ambassador of a program called Giving Through Growing, and it's sponsored in part by Woodbridge Wines by Robert Mondavi. And what we do is we planted over 5 gardens across the U.S. this year, giving out over $55,000 in grants to, you know, cultivate fresh produce and donate it to those in need. So really,
are you donating? So what is the charity or the garden that you're donating here
okay.
in Miami?
So there is a garden here, and it is the Urban Greenworks Garden in Miami, and they already exist. And what happened was we gave them the grant, and Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi gave them the Giving Through Growing grant. And with that, it was a Kickstarter to create a new garden. And this garden is actually called the Liberty City Women's Patch. So it's right here in Miami.
Patch stands for not just a patch of garden.
Correct. It's Public Alliance That Cultivates Hope. So these women have sort of, and not just women, I'm sure that there are plenty of people there, but what they wanted to do was really spread the message, you know, and say, look, we're going to start from the ground up here. This is the first time that's actually happened, which is why Miami's garden is so unique. We usually,
There's 20,000 square feet. That's huge.
Yes, yes.
That's huge.
It's only a few miles from the station, actually.
Right, which is why you should go take a visit too, Joe.
I will.
So it's a feel-good program. It's an amazing way for us to reach out to those in the community. And as I said, it's not necessarily about bringing it back to being sexy. It's really about bringing back the old, you know, ways that, you know, our grandmother ate and how she cultivated her own food. And, you know, my father's side of the family, they were farmers. And so I'm typically going back to what my grandmother did, not to that extent. I don't work with cows and chickens as she did, but I certainly love going out to the garden, clipping off some, you know, mesclun greens, or maybe last week we were in Atlanta and we clipped off some Swiss chard and then straight from the garden right to the pan to the table.
A lot
and
of kids eat French fries, but they probably don't even know the potatoes grow on
right.
the ground.
Absolutely. You're correct.
That's
unfortunate.
Right. And what I think, so what your message really is, you know, get back to basics, eat right, feel healthy, and feel good about yourself.
Absolutely.
And then you'll be sexy.
Absolutely. And that's and that's the formula. That's it. Perfect.
Okay.
There's even hope for me.
There you go, Joe. Sexy in the kitchen, Joe Cooper. All right. So, well, let me ask you a question about talking about Joe and all. Do you get more feedback from men or from women?
About this is a great question, too, Linda. Whenever I judge Iron Chef, I typically do get emails from men. This is weird to talk about, by the way, for me, because I actually think I'm a big geek.
You're pretty hot, actually.
Thanks. Okay.
I'm sorry this isn't television, but the both of them are beet red.
You two are adorable. Okay, so then, but with women, they write to me about my recipes and my books. So there's a difference. Women are taking the content that I write and they're responding to my message. And men are typically just, as men do, looking at me on a screen saying, "Ooh, whoa, she's really hot." And then they write to me. So there's a big difference between the relationship I have with women and with men in the media.
Okay.
I feel like a Neanderthal here.
Okay, well, you guys are.
Let's talk about, you talk about in your book, it's called Real Foods, and it's called Stop Faking It, Start Making It.
Right.
How does this help?
Well, it's about time that people realize. So I write about foods with benefits. I call them FWBs. They're in every book of mine. They're at the very top column underneath the serving size. And if you're, say you're cooking the sexy Swiss chard, for instance, that was in Pretty Delicious. You're going to get an FWB out of the lemon, out of the Swiss chard, out of the onions, out of the pumpkin seeds, out of the golden raisins. Every single ingredient in that recipe contains foods with benefits. And even if it's a recipe with chocolate, it doesn't matter because chocolate is a food with benefit.
What do you mean by food with benefit?
It basically means if you consume it, it will give back to you. So if you're eating chocolate, you're getting antioxidants. You're getting feel good chemicals are being released. If you're eating spinach, you're getting vitamins A, C, K. You're getting iron. You're getting something back from what you're consuming. So if it's a bag of, chips, like nacho cheese chips, all I'm going to get from that is jiggly arms and a depressed, rest of my day. And I don't want
either
of those.
And those aren't sexy.
Not at all. Exactly. And I actually talk about a section in Cook Yourself Sexy that's called 7 Days to Sexy. And it's simply a kickstart program that talks about how, even overconsumption of going out and eating, bad food or having an unhealthy weekend, none of that is sexy. So if you want to feel and look your best, you absolutely should and can cook yourself sexy.
Okay. Well, I love the titles of some of your recipes. Skinny Dip in the Sea. Lemon caper salmon with Greek yogurt. What's this about?
Okay. So Skinny Dip in the Sea is the chapter for seafood. I wanted to be clever with these and tasteful at that. And tasteful can be used in more ways than one. I do say that life should always be full of good taste. And if you can take simple ingredients like lemons, capers, salmon, just Greek yogurt, they're all in your fridge already. You can make some
Hopefully.
Of the most.
Hopefully.
Right, right. I'm getting there. You're right.
Okay.
We're getting there.
I have capers in my refrigerator.
Joe, I'm not coming over to your house unless you have these other ingredients here. Okay, so the point is you can absolutely use all of these simple base ingredients and turn them into something phenomenal. I cooked on the line, for a couple of years, namely at the Ritz-Carlton in Laguna Beach.
By cooking on the line, you mean in a professional
kitchen?
Right,
in a professional kitchen, correct. And what we did was I worked in banquets and special events and for VIP parties. So I not only saw, tasted, touched, felt every single thing that was full fat, high fat, and being served to the best of the best, I sort of took from that and said, wait a minute, we can cook gourmet at home. So why not be able to duplicate some of these same recipes, but make them a bit healthier? Because we all know when we go out to eat, we're indulging a bit. And I love my restaurant chefs, so I'd never, say don't go out to eat. I'm just saying when you're at home, 75% of the time, then cook good food.
Right. Good food is important.
Yeah.
But what I saw here is you have a size zero cake.
Oh.
A size zero cake. So what's in that?
You're so cute, Linda. That is my favorite cake in the world. I actually wrote that recipe because I love bananas and I love banana bread. So a couple years ago, I came up with a recipe for basically a chocolate chip cookie that was made with bananas. And it was the most popular dessert recipe in Pretty Delicious. So the next book, I said I have to one-up my last book. So why not come out with a banana cake with a hazelnut chocolate frosting?
And this is going to make you a zero? Wait, you're going to have a one-inch piece? I mean, what is this?
What it is it's made, half of the butter is taken out and mashed banana is put in. So you're getting more nutrients, more flavor, same amount of moisture, less fat. So you certainly can't eat the whole thing or half and expect to be a size zero. But you can certainly eat a very generous piece and not feel guilty after eating.
All right. Well, on that note, we'll take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. My guest today is Iron Chef Judge Candice Kumai. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And we're talking with Candice Kumai. She's a regular judge on Food Network's Iron Chef America, and she's a food TV personality for the cooking channel's Unique Eats. Her new book is, are you ready? Cook Yourself Sexy, Easy, Delicious Recipes for the Hottest, Most Confident You. And she's been giving us some wonderful cooking tips and telling us about a very special project at the Liberty City Women's Patch. That's Public Alliance that Cultivates Hope. And it's been terrific. But right now, it's dinner in minutes
all
time.
Right.
Okay.
Time.
Yeah, I saw you ate everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had a good lunch today, Joe?
Indeed.
Right, it's fish.
It's always good from you, Linda.
Oh, you just want lunch next week. Mm-hmm. It's snapper Veracruz with quick rice. So, olives, capers, peppers, and cinnamon are typical flavors used in dishes from Veracruz, Mexico. And for this fish dish, I just sautéed snapper fillets, but you could use any kind of fish fillet, about 2 minutes per side. That's for a half-inch fillet.
You don't want to overcook fish ever.
No, because you know what? It continues to cook in its own heat when it gets off the skillet. Right. So I removed the fish from the skillet, and I added some onions, green bell pepper, garlic, onions, capers, tomato, and something called a banana pepper. And we had that on the program a while ago. It's banana pepper is it's kind of a yellow-white pepper. It's long, but really you could
sort of medium-hot.
Medium-hot.
Yeah.
But you can use any kind of chili pepper if you want. Saute the vegetables for about 5 minutes. Return the fish to the skillet for just a minute to warm through and serve it with the vegetables on top. Now for the side dishes, really, really simple because I used microwavable brown rice. And just follow directions for the brown rice. Serve about half to three quarters of a cup of rice per person. So the recipe, it's in the Miami Herald. Go to dinnerinminutes.com. Click the columns tab for a direct link. And also, please follow me. That's on Twitter at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, what are we drinking?
The publicity for Candice's book says she knows nothing is sexier than rocking a gorgeous body and enjoying your food.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in my case, I once told a friend I had Sean Connery's body, and he said, well, give it back. You're getting it all stretched out.
We know better than that.
No comment here, Fred.
I appreciate that. Still, wine is healthy for you if you do it right. A ton of Ivy League studies say it thins the blood, helps fight heart attacks and a dozen other diseases, which seems too good to be true, and actually it probably is if you do it wrong.
Ivy League? What is that?
Well, Harvard, Yale, that sort of thing, Princeton. Everybody, all the medical schools have done studies on this, and they all agree that especially red wine is, in moderation, is good for you.
Oh, I was worried it was the students giving us this advice. Thanks.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Anyway, the medical studies all say that wine's benefits can be expressed in a graph with a J curve. So what could you picture the letter J, and if you don't drink, your disease risk is at the top of the shorter left leg of that J. And if a man has a couple of glasses of wine a day, his risk goes down to the bottom of that J. If he has four glasses, he's back up the right leg of the J about as high as he was when he didn't drink. And beyond that, he travels up that right leg very rapidly until he reaches, I don't know, death or something. In terms of calories, a 5-ounce glass of wine, either red or white, is about 120 calories. And here's a tip. Champagne, which uses grapes that are less ripe and thus have less sugar, has about 100 calories.
I knew you'd come in with a champagne somewhere,
yeah.
Fred.
It's in its place.
Of course.
And, of course, they're all better than a 12-ounce regular cola, which has 136 calories. Now, the problem with this, though, is that wine makes you hungry to the point that some nursing homes actually give a glass of wine before meals as an appetite stimulant to people who have trouble eating. So as artist Aristotle, Ben Franklin, and your mother always told you, moderation in all things. Don't you just hate moderation?
Mm-hmm. I guess you do, Fred. Thanks so much. Well, leave it to Fred. Mm-hmm. Leave it to Fred. Okay. But
I'm trying to figure out that J thing again. But
it's complicated. You need a glass of wine to go with it. Then you'll be able to figure it out. Okay, so Candice Kumai, you mentioned how to cook with 5 ingredients in your book, Cooking Yourself Sexy. So what do you mean? What are some examples of 5 ingredients?
Well, I think that you should just I typically talk about cooking with simple ingredients, you know, versus it doesn't just have to be 5 ingredients. It could be just having pantry staples. So I have diagrams in the book because we know that everybody likes visuals versus a list, which is just boring. So I took overhead shots of what's in my pantry and what's in my fridge, and I'm sharing that with everybody now so they can see. Here's what I eat. I'm not lying. I'm just pulling exactly what we have out of my fridge, and we're shooting it so that everyone's aware of basics.
Now, what are they? Tell us.
Oh, well, there's so many, but if we had to go off of what I use the most, I always have olive oil, extra virgin particularly. Mm-hmm. I always have a great sea salt. I always have fresh lemons on hand. And with those, you can make an incredible dressing or marinade right off the bat. I use a lot of soy sauce in my cooking, and it's probably from my Japanese heritage. And I love sriracha's, like, hot sauce, the rooster sauce in Vietnamese cooking. And those are really things I keep, you know, in my pantry, and I utilize all that. And I just love heat. I don't know what it is.
So
cayenne,
sort of like
hot sauce.
Keep all those condiments that
I
you
I think you have someone take pictures of my refrigerator. The moldy celery.
Do you have anything in it for Joe?
Yeah, but you know what? I interchange those 5 staples quite a bit, depending on the season, depending on what I'm cooking, the holidays. You know, say it's the holiday time, there's always pumpkin spice, and I'm using it in everything.
Give us an example.
Oh, pumpkin spice I use in my coffee. So in the morning, I put it in my my coffee grinds, and then I just pour the hot water over, and you have this essence of fall in your home. Or if I'm making cookies, I'm always going to put extra pumpkin spice, especially in the holidays, or cakes, or, you know, a loaf of bread. And I even like, you know, fresh nutmeg in my pasta and such like that, too.
Okay, well, that sounds really, really delicious. I never thought of putting it into the coffee afterwards.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So that's terrific. Well, you know, Candice Kumai, you're a great rep for your own advice. You are a fashion model, and then you're a Cordon Bleu chef. You're named Best Dressed Chefs of 2012 by Daily Mail. But you're involved with food all the time, and you said you cooked down the line and all that.
What a catch she'd be,
Oh, boy. I know. It's like I'm just too busy to go down that road right now. But no, I thank you. I appreciate it.
So what's your advice? How do you keep this great, shall we say, physique?
Right. The physique and the svelte figure, if you will.
Okay, great.
It's all balance. And I love, you know, what we were speaking about earlier with everything in moderation. And that includes eating. I eat everything on Iron Chef that's served to me. And then sometimes the next day I've got to go do a photo shoot. So really, I sort of balance and moderate everything. If I went out with my girlfriends and ate, you know, a 7-course meal at Marc Forgione's in the city and had all the champagne in the world that my heart desired and dessert, then you better believe the next day I'm going to eat really fresh.
Do you just taste or do you eat?
No, I absolutely eat. Mm-hmm. And my friends will all attest to that. My parents will too. I grew up with a mom who very much cooked very healthy, not just because of her heritage in Japanese culture, but because she wanted to nurture my sister and I so that we could actually share her Japanese ways with, you know, my sister is also a public figure and an activist in London, and she works with cycling and bicycling, but mine is in food, obviously. So I nurture those around me and say, hey, you know, you should stop eating this processed food and really switch over to something a bit more substantial. You know, mm-hmm. foods with benefits, it goes back to that.
So you do pig out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody's happy to hear that.
I'm really glad you are, because I wouldn't be human if I didn't say I talk about it in the book. I'm telling you, I talk about how everyone has that moment where they've rolled over in bed in the morning and said, oh my goodness, I can't believe I ate all that yesterday. And I often in this book, especially because it's Cook Yourself Sexy, refer to food and dating as very similar parallels in life, especially for the 20s to 40s female who is really in search of finding herself, which is sort of why this book is a bit more grown up than the last book.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Very interesting, very delicious. Thank you so much. It's been a really interesting and very tasty.
Thank you.
I'll have a slice of that banana cake.
Right. Candice Kumai, thank you so much for joining us and for the great tips.
Oh, yes. And I have to say, if you are interested in the program and going to your garden, if you go to woodbridgewines.com/garden, you can check out all the gardens we've been to, L.A., New York, Dallas, Miami, Atlanta, and you can see, you know, all the fresh produce that we're donating. It's an incredible program.
Okay, well, that's great. And the Liberty City one, especially here, they're going to be growing the food there, 20,000 square feet.
Yes.
And they're going to be giving that food to various charities once they've grown it there. So that's very wonderful. Joseph Cooper, great to be with you.
Enjoyed the fish.
And great advice from Fred Tasker, as always. Mm-hmm. Next week, we'll be talking with Maricel Priscilla and all about Latin cuisine. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.